All right. Well, this is our time for our weekly sermon preview. We have a new addition, and Nathan, you and I are going to have some fun this year as we're going to tie our sermon preview to our growth group preview. So in the studio with me is Nathan Thierry.
Hey, everybody.
Nathan and I have been thinking about this year tying the sermons and the growth guides together. And Nathan, what are some of the things that you hope to be a benefit about that?
I hope that as we do the growth guide the week before the sermon, so hopefully everyone's grabbed the growth guide, whether you're in a growth group or not, and you're working through those passages in the growth guide, that'll prepare us to listen to the sermon. We'll go to the sermon with anticipation, wanting to hear what God says to us through your preaching or whoever's preaching. So it's going to prepare our hearts. The more you meditate on the truths you're going to hear in the sermon before, it really helps you to receive that. And then to take that study from the growth guide and then the sermon you heard and talk about it together, I think that's going to be really helpful for our growth, our application, mm-hmm. our ongoing meditation on God's word, namely what we've heard on Sunday. So mm-hmm. I'm excited about it.
And I'm excited about it on the preaching standpoint. It's going to help the congregation, me, when it's your turn to preach in a couple of weeks, Nathan, it's going to help me think about how to process that sermon and how to know the Lord better and obey the Lord better and love the people around me better. So we're going to get a dose of expository listening mm-hmm. as we go through the growth guides.
Since yeah.
we're expository preaching church, means we explain the scriptures in their context. So I'm excited about what we're launching on. So the first time we're doing this, we are in our Back to Basics series. I'll give you a little context. As a church, we hit our 29th anniversary this weekend as a church. And any of you who are back in those days at Lewis and Clark High School, it's kind of an exciting thing to look back on. And as we launch then into our 30th year, we just want to take time to hit it back to the basics. So when we hit our 30th anniversary, everybody who's here with us this year kind of has reabsorbed some of those basic values that we wanted to pursue as a church. And so 30 years later, we want to be able to say, these are biblical values. We're still moving forward on them. So we're in a Back to Basics series. Nathan, what are you going to cover in the growth groups?
In the Back to Basics series, we're going to be looking at the foundations of us being a loving community. You know, we want to see in God's word the things that give us the convictions, the passion that we have as a church. Mm-hmm. We want to be defined by these things. And so we're going to be looking at the love of God, the word of God, and the family of God, and really meditating on and talking about those truths that we see in scripture that drive us to be who we are as a mm-hmm, church. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this will bolster all of our ministry one to another, our love for the Lord, our worship of him, our following of him, to be faithful in our discipleship under Christ.
Yeah, that's so exciting and important for us. I think of the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Those are, I was reading it somewhere, simple enough for a child, a toddler, to spit back out in memory, and hard enough for an old saint to fully obey in any given week. You know, those are big things. So back to the basics is always helpful. And those two basic things, loving God and loving others, is really foundational. And if we would take an active step. So my goal, as I think about this week, is just to set a course for us. If I were to say in a year from now, so when we hit our 30th anniversary, are we a more loving church? Am I a more loving husband, father, pastor? Am I a more loving man in a year? And what specific ways might I like to be that? And then I think of it in terms of hitting that line of 30th anniversary. Have we become a more loving church than we were when we first started? And hopefully we are maturing as a people of God, and there would be tangible ways that we would be seeking to love him. So that's where I'm going as I think about the big picture with it. What are we covering in the groups? Like I was going through the lesson because I'm also preaching. It's mm-hmm. it's thrilling. Nathan, you start us back at the beginning, before the foundation of the world.
Yeah, we want to be a loving community, which is our goal, to love each other well, to love God well. We've got to look at who God is. God mm-hmm. is always the starting point. Mm-hmm. What we believe about God, what we meditate on about God, is really the starting point of our relationship with him, and it's what continues the relationship. So mm-hmm. I'm excited for us to meditate together on the love of God that he's shown us through Christ, and to really, you know, as you are going to preach to us about the marvels of the love of Christ, and where did that come from? It comes from who God is, the triune yeah. God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, loving each other, overflowing in that love for one another, and creating us in his image so we can be his children, so we can receive that love and love him back and love each other in the same way. And when did that relationship start that he has with us? Ephesians 1 is clear. It started before he created the world. He chose to have a relationship with us. And that love and meditating on that love is what's going to drive us to love each other and to love God. Yeah, it's always a response to him.
Yeah, if we start eternity past, the love that the members of the Trinity had, the love that they had that overflowed in creation and then choosing to love a people and gather a people for himself. And then I want to flow very specifically. So this week I want to focus on specifically the God-man, the second person of the Trinity, and his love for us. So he gives this great commandment in John 13, 34 and 35. He says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you." And what Jesus is saying there is going to be monumental after the cross. And the Apostle Paul picks up on it in Ephesians 5:1, that we are to love one another just as Christ has loved us and sacrificed, gave himself up as a sacrifice. So that paradigm of love is not only our example, it's our model, it's our standard, it's our pursuit, since we are still weak human beings. So we're going to be covering a little bit of that this week too.
Yeah, and that's something we need every day to meditate on, how Christ has loved us in the gospel, that he lived that perfect righteous life and gave himself on the cross and bore all the weight of the Father's wrath for our sins, rose again, ascended to heaven, is at the right hand of the Father now. And we can meditate in that love and then be driven by knowing Christ intimately to love God as Christ loves God the Father, and then to love each other.
Yeah, and I was thinking about how that is so important for me to apply this week. Is there any person I'm irritated with easily? I could just think of all kinds of things that we get into these modes where the focus has turned to self instead of to Christ and to his love, and saying, how can I serve and love and get the refreshment I need in the Lord? Of course, we all have real needs, and that's a different thing to apply. But sometimes just the trouble that I'm facing in my own soul, the wrestle in my own soul, is because I've lost sight of the love of God, and I expect people to love me and adore me and treat me in a certain way. And then I've really stopped the flow of God's love going to others, because I've become self-focused. So this is a really good cure for that for me.
Yeah, we need to remember how God's loved us and not try to find what he gives us from other people and really be self-seeking in our relationships with other people. I'm really excited about growth groups meeting together to talk about the sermon they hear and about the study they've done, so we can think together about the love of Christ, meditate on it together, meditate on what we hear you preach on Sunday, and then think specifically about what steps can we take to love God, to grow in that love for him, to inflame our love for him, and to make that real practical, real concrete, to think about the specific ways we need to love other people and grow in loving our neighbor as Christ has loved us. So it's really helpful to talk about those things around your lunch table on Sunday with your family, with your friends that you hang out with your growth group later in the week, with whomever from our church. It's wonderful to talk about these things, even on Sunday before you leave. You don't have to wait for your growth group or your lunch table. Talk about it with whoever is sitting beside you in church or whoever you meet in the foyer. We're going to be really helped in applying these things and growing in our love for one another as a loving community as we talk about them together.
Yeah, so join us this week as we start walking through our Back to Basics series on the love of God and how that's going to produce a love for others in us. And then grab your growth guide. Nathan, one last question for you before we wrap up. What would somebody do to get in a growth group if they're not in a growth group?
So we want everyone who's a member of our church, and even if you're new to our church, we want you to get connected in a group. And the easiest way to do that is to go to our website, fbchurch.org/find-a-group. And then you can get in a group by doing that. And we will be in touch with you to figure out what's the best fit for your schedule or your location. And we want you to be with people, being discipled and encouraged to grow.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.